On this Father's Day, we want to talk about who are you looking for? Who are you looking for? If you're looking for someone or something that you may be unfamiliar with, chances are you will be much more successful in finding it if you had a description or information to guide you in your search. If you're looking for a certain type of person or thing, you need some type of criteria, checklist, or identifiers to let you know when you have been successful. It is nothing like trying to find someone or something with no or little or bad information. I can clearly remember when I was growing up that there were certain commercials on television for certain kinds of men. They had one called the Marlboro Man. Y'all remember him? On the horse, the cowboy. And if you saw someone with those cigarettes, the red and white Marlboro in the hard pack, oh, I just messed somebody up. Not the soft pack, the hard pack. They would remind you of the Marlboro Man. And then there was one called the Aqua Velva Man. And they used to have a little jingle. There's something about an Aqua Velva Man. And that was something you would use after you shave. It was like a skin bracer. And there's something about an Aqua Velva Man. But most recently, I saw this guy. He looked like he'd need a shave and a haircut and a bath. He does a commercial for Dos Equis. He's supposed to be the greatest man in the world, and mosquitoes don't bite him out of respect. Hey, and you ever seen it? And he look all gruff and gruff, you know, like he need. And he says, very seldom do I drink, but when I do, I get Dos Equis. Get thirsty, my man. So if I saw somebody with Dos Equis in their hand, I would think about maybe they think they wanted the greatest men in the world. But the point of the commercials were to let us know that a certain kind of man does a certain kind of thing, or wears a certain kind of cologne, or smokes a certain kind of cigarette, or wears a certain type of clothes, or drive a certain kind of car. And you know how they have it all set up. They set up and you got always got to have the pretty girls. I never understood what pretty girls had to do with beer. You see, they had to take the signs down in the city of Philadelphia. Everything had to have some kind of pretty girl on it, you know. But they were trying to get us to recognize or to see, or when you heard that name of that product, you begin to remember. And there's different things, there's different commercials, there's different things. You be humming them to yourself sometimes. Sometimes as soon as you see the product in the store, you be like, yeah, I remember that commercial. That's the whole idea behind it. But if you were looking for a certain type of man, not saying you're looking for a mate or a husband, suppose you're looking for a business partner or, you know, somebody to talk, somebody to counsel your son or whatever, what would be the determining or what would be the identifying characteristics of that man? What would you be looking for? See, a lot of us, we judge, you know, people by the external. And a lot of us got fooled before. Because that's just where it stops. You know, a good-looking bag don't have to have nothing in it. Oh, I wish I had a witness in there. It's just because it looks good to me. Door number one. So who are you looking for? And when we get to the scripture, just to make sure that we understand, when God calls Judah, when he talks about them as a man, a cursed man, he's actually talking about the whole tribe of Judah, men and women. But for today, since it's Father's Day, we're going to be gender sensitive and say, you know, he's talking about the men, especially because they were the heads of the tribes and everything there. But so today I ask the question, who are you looking for? I'm so glad that you're willing to ask and answer that question with me. Today we are looking for not just a man, but a godly man. But before we embark on this journey, we need to consult with an expert in the area of godly characteristics of a man so we can know when we have Hallelujah. Amen. That's what you do. When you want to find out something or find, you go to the experts in the field. So I went to the Word of God, the Bible, and there's much information about ungodly and godly men. So if you look closer at Jeremiah 17, we want to consider these three points of a godly man. Number one, who they trust in. Number one, who they trust in. Number two, who they hope in. And number three, where they are planted. Number one, who they trust in. Number two, who they hope in. And number three, where they are planted. It's important that we understand that in order to identify these characteristics, you can't just take a casual look. You might have to be around these people or these men for a while to see how they operate in different settings. That's what engagement period is all about. So you can be around them. So you can see how they act when the sun shines, when the rain comes, when the snow comes, when the winter comes, when they get paid, when they don't get paid. Amen. You see how they act when you're nice, when you're not nice. Amen. You get a chance to see how they operate, how they act, and what they do. And as we go into Jeremiah 17, from a different version, let me read verses 1 through 4 to tell you why God was so upset with them. He said, my people sin as though commanded to, as though their evil were lost, chiseled with an iron pin or a diamond point upon their stony hearts or on the corners of their altars. Their youths do not forget to sin, worshiping idols beneath each tree, high in the mountains or in the open country down below. And so I will give you all your treasures to your enemies as the price that you must pay for all your sins. And the wonderful heritage I reserve for you will slip out of your hand. And I will send you away as slaves to your enemies to distant lands. For you have kindled a fire of my anger that shall burn forever. That's what he's upset about. That's what he says. Verse 5. Cursed is the man who puts his trust in mortal man and turns his heart away from God. He's so upset. He said, you know why? That's why he said the heart is deceitfully wicked. He said, you don't even know your heart. He said, I try the heart. You don't even know what you might do if you're not in me. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You don't know what you might do. You don't know your heart if you're not in me. So when we're looking for this godly man, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to go up and ask him? Hey, who you trust? Hey, where's your hope? Where are you planted? No, as you read further, when he gets finished in verse 5 and 6, he says, thus saith the Lord in verse 5, curse be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm and whose heart departed from the Lord. You curse. So you don't want that kind of man. And if you have one, I ain't saying nothing. You ain't getting me in trouble. I don't know nobody looking for me. But you don't want no cursed man. You want a godly man. Hallelujah. You don't want nobody's cursed because they departed from the Lord and God don't have no blessings for them. That's what the altar prayer was about. There's a release coming, but you got to connect. See, we don't understand that. The connecting is that I'm going to connect to Christ and get my release, and I'm going to stay connected. I'm not going to connect to Christ, get my release, and then disconnect. Because when I disconnect, then I'm unreleased. Got to stay connected. But look what he says in verse 6. For he shall be like the heath in the desert. I had to look up that word heath. In the Greek, it just means destitute, naked and stripped. I could do bad all by myself. I wish I had a witness in there. And then the dictionary says, a tract of wasteland, it's level, but it's uncultivated, which means it looked like it's all right. Some folk look like they all right. What my mom used to say is, it's okay to be thoughtful, to open your mouth and let it be confirmed. Come on. It looks level, but it's uncultivated land with poor, coarse soil and inferior drainage. So he said, because he told Judah, because you all turned away from me, you're going after other gods and everything, you shall be like a heath in the desert, which means the blessings that I had for you or that you've been experiencing, because you don't care, I'm going to take them away from you. And it said, you shall not see when good cometh, because ain't no good coming. Keep on playing with God, somebody. Keep on flirting with him. Keep on messing around with him. You know, telling God, nah, you see me, nah, you don't. And folks get mad when you challenge them and when you pressure them into taking a look at what God wants to do in their life. They get upset, but I tell you, you need to know. Because if you're going to hang with me, I ain't walking through no desert without no water. I'm not going to be blessed in order to hang with you, going to be unblessed. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. Sometimes you just got to let homie go. Got it. See ya. He said, look, I'm going to take your blessings from you. He said, you know, but you shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness and a salt land and not inhabit it. Why would he say parched places in a salt land? Because if you're in a salty place, you need some water. But because you don't appreciate what I've done for you, and because you just ignore me, because you feel I'm so inadequate and you got to chase after other small G-O-D-S's, I'm going to take all my stuff. You ever get mad, you want to take all your stuff back. You ain't treating me right. Everybody ever get mad, you will take all your stuff back. We ain't merged yet. Give me all my stuff back. Give my ring back. Give my... merge. You ever get like that? Give my TV. That thing broke. I want it anywhere. You'd be so mad. Give my jacket. You can't wear it. I don't care. I want my jacket. God said, all that I've done for you, all that I've taken, I've been with you every step of the way. I've been your Shekinah glory. I've been your water in a thirst. I've been your bread when you're hungry. And you're going to do me like this. God said, I'll tell you what. Since this is what you want, this is what you're going to get. I just need to let somebody know today, if you're looking for a godly man, you got to know what to look for. Amen. Come on. And really, these are the qualifications for all saints, all Christians, male and female. But if you're looking for a godly man, I'm going to give you some stuff up here today. You're going to be like, look at here. And for those that already have them, pray. If you got somebody that ain't all the way there yet, because sometimes you're not all the way there yet. Even you think you are, you just know what you're looking for. Sometimes folks just know what they're looking for. That you might not even have none of it. You just know what you're looking for. Dude. That's because I'm struggling with me, I'm going to hook up with you and struggle. You'd be like, well, how you want me to be this, this, and that? You're not this, that. Look, I'm seeking, not you. Yes, yes. Oh, let me move on. Somebody says, Father's Day, man. It's Father's Day. So I got to go there. I got to go to dinner, Pastor. Let me get out of here. But verse 7 is, blessed is the man. And that word blessed in Hebrew means happy, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. So number one, for a godly man, you don't know where that man puts his confidence. What does this man rely on? Who does he rely on? Where does he put his trust? Who does he trust in? If he trusts in his job and his money and all his material blessings, you better be very careful. Or he might be fine. Come on. I mean, every time you go out with him, you about got ready to fight. I tell you, if you got to do that every time you go out with him, don't go out with him. Ain't no sense you being in jail, he with all the rest of them. Come on, somebody, help me out with this. People get all twisted up in that stuff. My man. If he's your man, he'll be your man. No matter how hard they look. If he's yours, he's yours. I don't care who looking. If you got to be all messed up and jealous and envious and fighting and clamoring and worried about this and sitting there smacking your lips and leaving the restaurant and leaving the theater. don't know why folk go through all that. Lord have mercy, Jesus. My God. You might as well get you a security guard to walk with y'all. They looking at us. Don't get them. So I want to know, for a godly man, when you looking for a godly man, you want to know who they trust in. And you can't find that out just by looking at a man. You can't find out just by looking at a man. You got to hang around. You got to be around sometimes. You almost got to be like a secret detective. You got to ask the right questions. And you got to make sure that your flesh isn't your guy. Because if you're going to be godly, you want a godly man. You got to make sure. I wonder who they trust in. Because the Bible says, God says, the Word of God says, the expert on creation says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. That's all right. If you can start out being blessed. Start out being blessed. And I'm not saying, just looking for, like I said before, for a man, if you look for a husband or a friend, you might just be looking for somebody, a business partner, whatever your relationships are, whenever you come close to somebody, you want to make sure they're blessed. Why would you engage? Why would you hook up with somebody, especially in the business somewhere, and they're not blessed? You know what they're going to do to your business? You can't hold it up for everybody. I'm cool. I'm saved. I got it. No. God didn't ask you to get saved for everybody. That's Jesus' job. He died for everybody to get saved, but you got to be careful who you hook up with. I know you can't choose your family. Those folks just came up out of somewhere, and they told me they were related to me. That's all. And we look alike. Come on, something. Then we went down south, and there was some more of them coming up out the woods. Talking about, hi, cuz. But who does this man trust in? When stuff gets tight and tough, who does this man trust in? Do you see him praying? Or do you see him losing everything? What does he do when stuff gets tight and rough and tough? Does he break down and stay broke down? Because ain't nothing wrong with a man breaking down. Just don't stay broke down. Whoever said a man ain't supposed to cry? Man, you better get that stuff out of you, man, or mess you up. Jake called it he-motion. If you got emotion, you're a man, he called he-motion. Get that stuff. Talk about it. That's why you want to hook up with somebody that will listen to you. And when you finish crying and complaining, they still look at you as a man. The only way they're going to do that is if you trust in the Lord. Look here. You say, look here. This is happening. That's happening. But guess what? God said. So you want somebody that's trusting in God. You want somebody who know who God is. You want somebody that trusts God, that puts their confidence in God. And then you want to know where their hope is. He said, they trust in me and their hope is in the Lord. And that word hope in the Hebrew means their security is in the Lord. So I got my trust in the Lord. I got my security in the Lord. If I got my trust in God, and I have my security in God, I'm doing all right. I ain't got to prove nothing. I tell folks all the time, if you in charge, just be in charge. If you in charge, you got to wear a sign. You got to tell everybody you're in charge. Everybody coming to the door, I'm in charge today. You ain't going to get nothing done. I'm the pastor. Just work it. Just walk in it. Just be who God called. So many people get hung up in titles and stuff. That's going to be it. So if you're looking for that godly man, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. That means all of his hope and help coming from the Lord. Whatever you want, whatever you're hoping for, your security, your trust is in, don't worry, God's going to do it. If God don't give us this, he going to give us something else. You need somebody talking to you like that. You need somebody working with you, walking with you like that, that knows who the Lord is, that got that trust in the Lord. And see, that's a source of encouragement. You don't need somebody talking negative all the time. Oh, we, I don't believe God's going to do this. That's why folks be telling some folks, look, I can't be around you. It's not that you don't talk. That's not that you talk a lot. You just don't say the right thing. every time I get around you, I start feeling all negative and I start feeling all down. No. I can do that all by myself. I can stay in my house and count my bills that I can't pay and count the pills I got to take at the doctor's appointment. I want somebody that got on the up and up. I want somebody that's looking to do something with their life, that's looking to go somewhere, looking to be somebody. And if you're already married, I don't care how old you are, God still got some stuff for you to do. Enjoy your life. I'll say, God, ain't nobody throwing in the towel. God, do me a favor. Go grab all the towels. Because, hey, come on, enjoy your life. Trust in God. If you can't find a man that trusts in God or hope in God, then you wait till God show you who it is. Or wait till God put some trust and hope in him. Oh, my God. But you got to know who you're looking for, what you're looking for. Are you looking for Aqua Velva man? You looking for Marlboro man? Look at verse 8 of Jeremiah 17. For he shall be as a tree planted. That means established. Lord have mercy. By the waters. Talk about the word waters up in the Hebrew. Guess what it means? Anytime I know a little stream, it says ocean. Oh my God. You got a godly man who trusts in the Lord, who has a security and hope in the Lord, and then he's planted. That means every wind and wave that comes along, this man shall not be going from here to there. You don't have to be at the dining table. Well, last night you said this. Not today you said that. Make up your mind. Be established. You only need two people to know where they're going. That's why we go somewhere. I tell my wife, look, we need MapQuest. And I remember one time she's going somewhere, and wherever it was in the mountains, the phone went dead. So she had to have a printout. You got to know. You with somebody, I don't care whatever it is, if it's marriage, relationship, if it's a business transaction, y'all got to help each other. You don't need nobody bringing you down all the time. I'm not talking about on Father's Day where to find a godly man. Because don't look for a good man. Look for a godly man. Godly is better than good. For he shall be as a tree planted by. You know those trees don't come up. The only time it come up is when God get ready. You know when he send that wind sometimes. I see them big trees come up. But you ever see them trees, man? They're planted by the rivers. They are established. The roots. That's why when there's no rain, the leaves stay green. Because when I can't get everything I need from the top, God designed it, I get it from the bottom. So when all hell is breaking loose on top of the earth, I got some stuff going on underneath where I'm a standard that keeps me standing. You ought to know your source. Your source is not only here. God got some stuff up under you. Oh, my God. And it said that spread it out her roots by the river. And that word spread it out means thrust out, stretch out. That means, you know, you're not no shallow dude. That old crazy movie, Shallow Hal. But you're not shallow. You thrust out. You stretch out. You go far. That means that no matter what happens, you still got some source. You still got some income. You still standing. You still got something positive to say. In spite of what I see, I walk by faith and not by sight. In spite of what it looks like, I know what God told me. Some of us suffer too much because we don't hook up with the wrong people. They're not godly. After a while, you say, you know what? I can do without pretty. I can do without handsome. I can do without rich. You ever been? Some people just want peace of mind. Stuff that money can't buy. A joy that's unspeakable. A peace. And some folks be like, God, if I had known the criteria.
spread out her roots by the river and shall, and sisters, I hear y'all laughing, but it's vice versa. Amen. Amen. It takes one to know one. You got to meet it, baby. You got to meet it. Come on. She got no stuff, too. I can't be walking around like, I got it, baby. Two together shall put, what, 10,000 flight? Come on. Spread it out her roots by the river and shall not see when he cometh. My God. Shall not see when he, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful. That means no matter what else is going on, you are so anchored in the Lord that God said, I'm going to keep on flourishing you. I'm going to keep on blessing you. I'm going to keep on walking with you. I'm going to keep on hearing your prayers. I'm going to keep on answering your prayers. I'm going to keep on healing your body. I'm going to keep on opening doors. I'm going to keep on closing. And he's telling Judah, y'all messed up. Sometimes we don't know how blessed we are. Sometimes we can complain so much, we don't really know how blessed we are. And sometimes we have to wait till God allows us to hear somebody else's problem. You ever been just going through sometimes? You know, it's just good sometimes just to purge it. You know, just get mad, just talk about everything to everybody. Just say it. Then something comes through and you say, well, let me shut up. They done went up on my rent. Oh, there's a homeless person sitting outside my house. Oh, my God. When you look at that stuff, you say, where is he planted? He's planted by the river. Well, who is he trusting? He trusts in God. Where is his hope? His hope is in God. Where is he planted? He's planted in God. Those are the three things, the three main criteria you're going to look for. Do they trust in God? Is there hope in God? Are they planted in God? If any one of those three things are not there, then pray that God will put those things in motion, put those things in place. Trust in God, hope in God, and planted in God. Don't just look at the outside. Look for the inside. Everybody wants the pretty boy. That's what comes down sometimes. They're just pretty boys. They're not men. They're pretty boys. Pretty boys. Uh-huh. You grab them all up in there and they start thinking you the mama. My mama said. They go run to, mama, she hollered at me. Get a godly man, please. Please get a godly man. Please. My mama don't cook my eggs like that. And you know what? Now, I'm going to tell you a thing about co-pastor. If my mother was living, and I kept talking like that, I'd probably come home one day. I'd say, where's my stuff? Over your mother's house. You should have married your mother. No, no, no. That ain't right. That ain't right. That ain't right. But that's what happens sometimes when you're in relationships. And when you get saved, you begin to understand God. And the other person don't want to understand God. There is a disconnect right there. That's why you always ask one another. You can't find no happy ground. You can't find no connection there. There is no connection. Light and darkness, oil and water does not mix. I don't care what you try to do. It won't work. Opposites attract. Who are you looking for? What kind of man are you looking for? Looking for a godly man. It seems like with all the bad news that there are no men to fit the godly men criteria. Doesn't it seem like sometimes? Sometimes, you know, you'd be looking. I have sisters sometimes. They be saying that. Ain't no good men left. Sometimes I ride the trial of the hell. They be like, I see sometimes they might see somebody do nice cuts. I hear them saying something. He probably ain't no good. Ain't none of them no good. Because you generalize that. Somebody mess you up. And, oh, ain't none of them no good. Ain't none of them. They all ain't nothing but dogs. Bark, bark. That's the way we talk about it. We generalize stuff. We just get mad and just call everybody the same thing. But let me caution you. Please make sure you're looking in the right place. Many people
come to the church, look in the church, which seems like the most reasonable place to look for a godly man or a godly woman, is in church. It seems reasonable. But the church is a hospital. We got every kind of person. Up in here, up in here. All right. We all got junk in the trunk. I don't care what the title is. I don't care what color robe you wear. We're striving towards perfection. But I'm like you. I'm looking for a godly person. I will go to God's house. But since the doors of the church are open, it ain't everybody's welcome. You need to have some criteria. Because there's two kind of fellowships. You fellowship with everybody, and then you got to fellowship with somebody. But you got to have your criteria. But I understand that reason, because if you're hungry, you go to the restaurant or store itself, and it looks like you go to, you ought to find food. It seems reasonable to me that you ought to find, and you will find some godly people in church. Don't let me say, there are some godly, good people in church that love the Lord. But somehow, you got bad luck. You always get the one. How come you attract the one that's halfway? And they really just, whoa, and they really, and they really just looking for you. Well, after they got you, they forgot about Jesus, forgot about the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the Word of God, the power of God, the presence of God, the preeminence of God, the principles of God. And here you all are, and they played it good. They played it good. They played it good. Boy, you were smiling that day and you walked out of the aisle. I do. Sound like a bird. I do. And then 3 months later, you call them up. I did. It's done. It's over. No. But 2 Corinthians 5:17 lets us know where to look. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ. So don't just look in the church. Look in Christ. If you look in the church, find out if they're in Christ. Because in order for that person to trust in God, in order for them to hope in God and be planted in God, they got to be in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. That means that any person in Christ is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You are not crazy. If you're saved and you're serious, it will not work. You ain't crazy. It just ain't going to work. Okay, how much effort you put into it? It's not going to work. But Pastor, what do you suggest I do? Don't even try it. Pray. I ain't got no money for your divorce. Never mind. But because of Jesus, the Savior of the world who came and died on the cross and rose on the third day, a man or anybody for that matter can be godly in Christ Jesus. And you don't have to stop being godly. See, a person stops being godly because they want to stop being godly. But once you start being godly in Christ, God don't stop you from being godly. He continues. What did it say? He planted by the rivers and he spread out the roots and he shall not see when he cometh. But at least that means that when you find that godly person, when you find that godly man, the blessings will continue to flow. I'm not saying there won't be valleys. I'm not saying there won't be trials and there won't be tribulations, but it won't be a total bust. They that wait upon the Lord. Oh, you got to wait on them sometimes. Even look like, you see walking around, hey, nobody for me. That's just nobody for me. God said, yes, there is. You're just looking in the wrong place. Said that if
If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. For Christ came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ is a new life giver and a life changer. Anybody know him as a life changer? Yeah. Oh, he's a life giver and a life. He will change your life. The things I used to do. That's if you want to be changed. It's up to you if you want to be changed. You know, don't be scared. Don't be afraid to hold on to, you know, what you think is right. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of getting turned down. Because sometimes you don't know it's a blessing to be turned down. Anytime you're saying, I wish I had known, that's what you know what you're really saying? I wish I had known. If they had told me, if I had like a slightest indication, oh my God. Oh, let's end this thing. Let's turn to Psalm 1. That's only for those looking for godly men on Father's Day. Because godly men make some of the best fathers. There's some good fathers that may not be godly, but godly men make the best fathers. Come on, somebody. Because what God does, God is really saying to that man, I'm going to be with you. I will be with you. Through thick and thin, I will be with you. I will be with you in your marriage. I will be with you and your kids. I will be with you in your job. I will be with you and your family. I want you to be the covering over your family. I want you to bring your family to church. I want you to lead your family in Bible study. I want you to lead your family in prayer. And you might not have time to go study this and study that. But if you worship me, if you will be faithful unto me, I will give you what you need. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight. God said, a godly man's delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And look at verse 3, and it looks like Jeremiah 17. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit. There you go. And if it's his fruit, it's your fruit. Two shall be one. And if it's his fruit, it's your fruit, and it's the kid's fruit. He doesn't need to let the children know where the fruit comes from. Bring forth his fruit, and his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Because he's doing things in the will of God. And God's not saying that this man is perfect. He's saying this man is doing things in my will. This man is trying to do things according to my way and where I'm trying to lead him. Look at Psalms 37, 23 and 24. Psalm 37, 23 and 24. The steps of a good man are ordered or established by the Lord. He delighteth in his way. That means you're looking for that godly man. Don't just look at his shoes. Look where he's stepping. Where he coming from? Lord have mercy. Let me finish because y'all think this is crazy. This is real. This is real. Come on. You got to watch what you go and watch where that person. Don't be afraid to listen and watch it. Open your eyes up. Look at verse 24. Though he fall, because he's in Christ, he shall not be utterly what? Cast out. For the Lord does what? Upholds, sustains him with. That's why you ain't got to go around talking about your man. If he's in Christ, it's only a temporary fall down. In a minute, it's going to be all right. Turn to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. If you want a godly man, I tell you, it's so much stuff in here, but we got to go. I think I'm going to dinner too, so I got to go. Proverbs 3. Amen. Sometimes you get selfish up in here. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And finally, what you really want, turn to 1 Samuel 13, 14. This is the kind of godly man you really want. 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 14. As we go there, Saul had messed up as king. He was disobedient. 1 Samuel 13, verse 14. Saul had messed up, and God, like he got tired of Judah, he got tired of Saul. And he sent Samuel to tell Saul, I got a message for you. Look at 1 Samuel 13, 14.
But now thy kingdom shall not continue. That means that if you've been in Christ and you want to turn back the other way, then whatever God blessed you with, it shall not continue. Because of disobedience. Because of, like he told Judah, you all filled up with yourself now. You taking me for granted. But look at verse 14. But now thy kingdom shall not continue, Saul. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart. You want a godly man that's after the heart of God. David was a man, but David was not perfect. But David was a man after God's own heart. What does that word heart mean? David was a man after the same things that God wanted. That's the godly man you want. Somebody that wants the same things as God wants for them and for their family and for their wife and for their spouse. And who are you looking for? Ask yourself the question before you leave today. Who are you really looking for? If you already got somebody, then what do you want God to do in his life? What do you want God to do in her life? What kind of person do you really want them to become? And how long does it take? It takes a lifetime. But you got to get started somewhere. How do I get started? How do I get started becoming a godly man? Well, at the cross. At the cross. Where I first saw the light. You got to come to Jesus. You got to come to the cross and say, Jesus, here I am. I believe you died and got up that I might have eternal life. And everything else that goes with salvation, the abundant life, my ability to trust in you. My ability to be planted by the rivers of water. My ability to have my hope in the Lord. My ability to tell the enemy, get thee behind me. My ability to resist the devil. My ability to make up my mind. My ability to hold down a job. My ability to be real. My ability to have integrity. My ability to love you only. Who are you looking for? Stop compromising. Stop lowering your standards. Because if you're going to be godly, you need somebody godly that's going to be with you. Hallelujah. On Father's Day, if you're looking for a godly man, find out who they trust in. If they trust in the lottery, you don't want them. Why? Because they're not always going to hit. My God. Amen. You see anybody hit every day? Where's their hope? I hope they hire me. You don't want them. And where they planted? I'm moving from here to there to everywhere. You don't know who and what you're looking for. Let us all stand.